Getting started in neurofeedback. First, we had to decide which of five different existing neurofeedback systems to adopt, and then find a long weekend to learn the principles and practice on one another. 8 staff members and 3 trainers volunteered their time to explore the complexities of EEGs, electrodes, and computer-generated feedback. On the second morning of the training, when I was partnered with my colleague Michael, I placed an electrode on the right side of his head, directly over the sensory motor strip of his brain, and rewarded the frequency of 11 to 14 hertz. Shortly after the session ended, Michael asked for the attention of the group. He just had a remarkable experience, he told us. He had always felt somewhat on edge and unsafe in the presence of other people, even colleagues like us. Although nobody seemed to notice, he was, after all, a well-respected therapist. He lived with a chronic, gnawing sense of danger. That feeling was now gone, and he felt safe, relaxed, and open. Over the next 3 years, Michael emerged from his habitual low profile to challenge the group with his insights and opinions, and he became one of the most valuable contributors to our neurofeedback program. With the help of the ANS Foundation, we started our first study with a group of 17 patients who had not responded to previous treatments. We targeted the right temporal area of the brain, the location that our early brain scan studies, described in Chapter 3, had shown to be excessively activated during traumatic stress, and gave them 20 neurofeedback sessions over 10 weeks. Because most of these patients suffered from alexithymia, it was not easy for them to report their response to the treatments. But their actions spoke for them. They consistently showed up on time for their appointments, even if they had to drive through snowstorms. None of them dropped out, and at the end of the full 20 sessions, we could document significant improvements not only in their PTSD scores, but also in their interpersonal comfort, emotional balance, and self-awareness. They were less frantic, they slept better, and they felt calmer and more focused.